This is the Don and Mike Show.
Vegas was a place where millions of suckers flew in every year on their own nickel and left behind about $1 billion. But at night, you couldn't see the desert that surrounds Las Vegas. But it's in the desert where lots of the town's problems are solved.
A lot of holes in the desert, and a lot of problems are buried in those holes. Except you gotta do it right. I mean, you gotta have the hole already dug before you show up with a package in the trunk.
Our listeners.
Otherwise, you're talking about half hour or 45 minutes to dig it. And who knows who's gonna be coming along in that time. Before you know it, you gotta dig a few more holes. You could be there all f***ing night.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
The equipment
is
failing.
Should I plug it in number 2? It's working.
You know, it's not like we're loading the music in at the last possible second.
No, the music is in there ready to go.
The music is in there. The light is on saying that it's ready to go.
And you are supposed to simply press a button and the music will be heard by millions of people.
Magically.
You know, I'm not even going to bother complaining to Warm Wine Enema Hughes, mm-hmm. because the first thing he's going to say is, well, really, we should be getting rid of the CD players in the studio anyway and going all digital. And then I'll say to him, okay, that's great. Let's go all digital. Can you come up with a system where I can have one of 3,000 songs at my fingertips within 30 seconds?
Right.
Well, that technology has not really been, you know, that practical joke was not funny. that really wasn't funny. Not good.
Well, we need new CD players, don't we?
Yes. God, yes, we do.
That's
Buzz.
One thing we do need.
Would you go to Circuit City tonight?
Yeah,
absolutely. Thank you.
Don and Mike Show. Princes of Peace. Don and Mike.
I mean, Jesus. You know, I live to have the show be as tight as Princess Di.
It's a source of great pride for you.
I mean, back in the day.
Right. You're over there pressing the buttons, running the board.
Tight. State of the art. Mm-hmm. 1991 is when these machines were built.
Yep.
In 1991, they were state of the art.
Nothing's
brand
changed.
New, 15 years.
Mm. But listen, let's move ahead.
Yes.
And ever play. Forward.
As Joe has said, all of the people calling to play the hospital game.
Let's play the hospital game.
Duh. Now, you know how this goes.
Yes.
It's the 1-900 medical information line game. You must come up with 3 in a row, 1 funnier than the one that precedes it.
Right.
And 1 funnier than the one that precedes that.
Right.
And as we always do, let's go to the phones. Mike, would you like to... Oh, well, what the heck. I'll give you a girl to start with.
Oh, thank you for giving me a girl.
From Georgia.
Ooh.
Here is Kathy. Hi, Kathy.
Hi.
Hi, Kathy.
Correct.
Hi there. Radio's Mike O'Meara will be playing for you.
How are you, Kathy?
I'm fine, except I'm from Wichita.
Oh, you're from Wichita.
Correct.
Oh, well, the you know what threw me would be where it says GA.
Well, that Wichita, Georgia.
Oh, I see.
I see.
Joe just forgot the Emmy.
Okay.
Because he was going to write game.
Oh, I see.
Where it says location address, it says GA.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway.
Duh.
So you're from Kansas.
Correct.
Either way, congratulations. Radio's Mike O'Meara will be playing this round of the Medical Information Hospital game for you.
I'm sure that's exciting for you, Kathy.
Yeah. Do I get any input on this?
What do you mean, Kathy? Did you call out of pure greed without really knowing what you were calling about?
Hey, Kathy?
No, I think I could answer some of the questions.
Kathy, I've got some
works.
Input for you. Here you go. Yeah.
Dispatched! She didn't know why she was playing.
Better dig a big hole.
You see, either Mike or Buzz will be... You'll be playing by proxy.
Right.
Yes. Mike
right.
or Buzz plays the game for you.
The caller's chance to win prizes, relatively nothing required of you.
Right. Mike, I have another woman for you.
Thank you.
From Mud, which I'm assuming means Maryland.
Right.
Let's say hello to Rebecca.
Hi, guys.
Hi there, Rebecca. Thank you very much for listening. Radio's Mike O'Meara will be playing for you today.
Hello, young Rebecca.
Hello, Mike.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Are you excited about playing the game?
Yes, I am. I'm just excited if you win.
Count on it.
All right, this is for the WWE Royal Rumble pay-per-view at $100. Hold on.
Thanks for putting that added pressure on me, Rebecca.
Let's find a contestant for Buzz.
Can I have a woman too, Don?
Of course you can, Buzz. Hello, Liz.
Hi.
Hi, Liz.
Liz also from Maryland. Hi, Liz. Here's Radio's Greg Burbank. He'll be playing for you.
Good day to you, Liz.
I'm sorry?
How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm good. I'm ready to win.
Okay, good.
All right, let's go.
All right, hold on there, Lizard. Now,
I'm glad you're doing wonderful, Liz.
So we've got Liz and Rebecca.
Liz.
And we've got Mike and we've got Buzz.
Right.
And here's how the game works. In this age of medical downsizing, what we got with our latest insurance, I'm not kidding about this, kids, is a book where they urge you to call a 1-800 number to check on your symptoms before you make the drastic move of actually going to see a doctor and attempting to use your Crazy Al's, whatever the insurance card is. Our prices are insane.
Yes, under the charade of making our lives easier, they're simply preventing us from getting to a position. It's like WebMD, only without the web or the MD.
Bingo. So here we go. And they send us a book that has literally thousands of categories where you can dial in a 4-digit code and find out about, I'm just going to read you some stuff alphabetically, bedwetting, chicken pox, croup, diabetes, drowning, dyslexia, earaches, fevers, immunizations, measles.
And so on and so on and so on.
Et al. So let's see if you get three in a row.
So this is a new line we're trying today, not the old one.
Oh, no, it's the same old one.
Oh, okay. Did you save anything?
They've updated it.
Oh, no.
They've updated it with some new categories.
You didn't save the numbers.
No, I've saved no numbers.
Very good.
Here we go.
Thank you for calling the Inova Health Source Health Information Library.
All right, got it.
This directory is no longer in service.
Ah!
We apologize for the inconvenience.
Oh, no, you're asking me.
You may still access free health information by calling the Inova Fairfax Hospital Health Sciences Library. Please hang up and dial 703-776-3.
I don't know how this is going to work.
Yeah, maybe it'll be similar. Inconvenience? What if you died? I was just about to make my big announcement that my charity I was playing for was Rebecca's house.
Right, now, if they actually pick it up, we're going to have to... Sorry, hit the delete.
Hello?
Hey, Rob, ask him what happened to the automated thing.
Ask him if there's an automated medical information.
We just had to delete out the beginning of the call there because the woman actually now picks up the phone.
Live person.
What happened to that? Hello? Yes, do you remember you used to have that
medical information library
where you could call in and get information, the medical information hotline?
Recorded.
No. Okay. No. Thanks very much.
Well, she sucks.
No, never felt better. Bye-bye.
What the hell?
Well, she did,
great health care from Inova.
She was concerned about your health, Ron.
Well,
you know, I would venture
to
say if you get on the Internet and you put in medical information hotline, you'd get a number that would have that with the same kind of codes.
Yes, but how long?
You don't have it in front of you.
Yeah, how long is it going to take you to print out all the codes?
Yeah.
I mean, like, there are three, like...
Oh, what an incredible disappointment.
No, yeah. Mike, we'll you know what?
We'll soldier on.
Here you go. Hey, kids.
Yes?
Let's put out a tent in the backyard, and let's put on a show.
Okay,
yeah.
Let's do it.
All right.
Let's put on a show. Do you have the directory there?
I've got it in front of me.
Okay.
So we can play the game.
You can play it with the... You're just as funny as the guy on the tape.
You be the guy.
Sure, and I don't know as much about these things, but let's start with Mike.
Okay.
Mike, here are your two choices. Your choices are 6736 or 6464.
6736 or 6464.
Which would you like?
I'm going to go with 6736.
Hey, you know what I need? That bullhorn.
Yep.
Okay.
It's about time. Here we go. See, we can make it happen because the numbers in the book still correlate to the old recordings that we've
seen. You know what? That's it.
And we will find a brand new medical directory that has all of the gross stuff on tape.
There's definitely more than one out there.
There must be.
And the number I have chosen is 6736. We're having a little trouble getting into the system right now. We're waiting for the medical information spokesperson, an automatic robot voice who will tell me what my first malady is. And the object of this game is to get one.
I think the equipment is here.
I think it might be here. The object of the game is to start out with one that's not all that funny.
Mike, you selected what?
6736, Don.
6-7. The category you've chosen. Hi, I'm stupid.
The topic but you have chosen.
The topic you have chosen is pathological lying.
Pathological lying, not
that
funny.
See reference Michael Hughes. Meaning looking you in the eye and lying directly to your face.
All right, pathological lying. That's a good start.
It
for
is.
Me.
So now your next one, or do we go to Buzz next?
So you go to me.
Yeah, okay. Until right. He builds.
All right, so Mike, your next one has to be funnier than that. Okay, Mike, your next two choices are, I'm really looking at the book here.
I know.
Your choices are, ooh, boy, oh boy. How about 4732 or 7848?
Oh, that's tough. I'm going to go with 7848.
The topic you've chosen, laxatives.
Hey. Funnier than pathological lying. This is a nice pyramid.
Say, have you had problems going to the bathroom recently? Try milk of magnesia. Or does that work the other way?
No,
welcome to Movie Phone. I tell you what. Why don't you tell me the movie you want to see, and I'll tell you where it's playing.
Brokeback Mountain?
Right.
Right next to Omero's Topless Bar.
Stop it! Don't say topless!
Okay,
you're killing me with that.
All right, Mike, so you are now, let me see, your pie chart goes how?
Pathological lying, 6738, and followed by laxatives, 7848.
He's building.
Okay, so you do have...
I have one more chance, and if it's funnier than laxatives or pathological lying, I'm in there, and then we have to judge buzzes.
That's right.
Okay, here are your choices, Mike. Your choices are 5413 or 4420.
5413. Final answer.
Sounded like you meant it.
Seemed very certain.
I was very, very inspired by that one. 5413.
The topic you have chosen is laxative abuse. Say, what happens if you can't go? Then you start taking the stuff to make you go.
I guess laxative
and
abuse is
then
funnier.
You can't stop.
If you have to say, I guess. Is it?
That's right. No, it's not. No, it's not.
Yeah, I'm disqualified.
You are. And
laxative abuse, not funnier than laxative.
Just so you know, what was the other number you had?
Oh,
Mike?
I didn't write it down, Don.
4420.
4420
was the other choice.
The topic you've chosen is rectal itching.
Oh!
Yeah, see? There you go.
There's a clear all right, runner. Well, now Buzz's chance to win the money
for
Liz.
For future reference. For future reference on this topic.
Mm-hmm.
Please call the engineering department at CBS Radio.
See, I think this is a better medical information line.
Yes. Buzz.
Yes, I'm ready.
First one.
Uh-huh.
Here you go. You can't lose here.
All right.
7714.
Uh-huh.
Or 7765.
Cool. Let's start with 7765.
Let's see how funny the malady is.
The topic you've chosen is the terrible twos.
That's easy.
Good start, because I can beat them.
You'll never know about this, because as you know, Buzz's swimmers don't have arms and legs.
Oh, hopelessly barren.
They've never been able to take a swim in the Love Canal.
Good start, Buzz.
Very good, Buzz. Ready to build.
Okay, your next two choices are 5400.
5400.
Or 7731.
I'm going to choose 5400.
It's the 5-4s again. Those pesky 5-4s.
Oh. Should be a good build.
The topic you've chosen.
Yes.
Anal fissures.
Oh, wow. Fissures. That's a big one.
For reference, please see Dennis.
Last name?
Reese.
Dennis Reese. And hi to baby Vincent.
It's looking good, Liz. We've got terrible twos up to anal fissures. Now we just have to find something funnier than anal fissures.
It's the most exciting part of the game coming up right here.
This is the dramatic moment.
It really is.
All right, Buzz.
Yes?
Boy, and I want to find two that are pretty good here.
Okay.
Or one that's just absolutely not funny.
Right.
And one that is funny.
A clear winner and a clear loser.
Okay, here you go.
All right.
He has to be funnier than Anal Fisher.
Your choices are...
Wow.
7-7.
Uh-huh.
3-1.
Okay.
Or 6-7-7-0.
I'm going to go with 6-7-7-0 to win it for Liz.
Oh, dear. Oh, we got through. Here he comes.
The topic you've chosen is...
Yes.
Spousal abuse.
Spousal abuse.
The winner.
Please see reference. Carrie
Spiewak. Oh, God. Oh, dear. Well, it's good news for Liz and bad news for Rebecca.
Yeah. I guess so.
Yes, it is. Now, hold on a second. Let's see. Where is Liz? Liz.
Hello.
Darling. Good news for you. Liz, good news for you. Buzz, what was your winning pyramid there?
Liz, we won with the terrible twos, and then we followed that with anal fissures, and then we won it all with spousal abuse. Wow.
Sounds like last September at my house.
So
good
Liz,
job.
Liz, you get the WWE, the pay-per-view, the Royal Rumble, and $100. Hold on just a moment.
Congratulations.
Thank you for listening, and here is... Rebecca,
I am so sorry.
That's okay, Mike.
Thank you,
Rebecca. And Mike, again, your pyramid was?
Pathological lying, laxatives, followed by the big loser for me, laxative abuse.
I tell you what, Rebecca, we'll give you one shot here to see if, now, to see if you want to win $100. But if you lose, you're going to lose your pay-per-view for the WWE.
Oh, gambling.
Yes.
Are you going to risk it all, Liz? I mean, Rebecca?
I guess so.
Are you a big wrestling fan?
My son wrestles, and he is.
He's a big wrestling fan.
Okay. I'm going to give you two that are relatively, they're not knee slappers, but they're pretty good.
All right.
Okay.
If Liz
Rebecca.
Gets, I'm sorry, if Rebecca. Rebecca gets the one, she, anyway, it's you against her, Mike.
Okay.
Rebecca, we'll let you choose. You can either choose 4-3-3-6 or 7-7-3-1.
I'll go with 4-4-3-6.
The topic you have chosen is shingles. Please see Dennis Murphy for information.
Oh, God.
Shingles, not too bad, not too good.
What was the other one? Oh, 7-7.
7-7-3-1.
The topic you have chosen is feet. Why do they smell?
That's the funny one.
Smelly feet.
Smelly feet.
I think Mike's the big winner there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think Mike is.
Winner!
Mike's the big winner.
That's twice you've lost, Rebecca.
Not Rebecca's day.
Not a good day for you.
You've lost again.
I'm not a gambler, so.
Oh, Rebecca.
Oh, Rebecca. I tell you what, let's see. how about...
Nah, just gotta lose.
Rob.
Rob's giving me the sign like it is. Just cut it here.
Give her the $100.
Yeah.
Well, she's gotta get one good one.
We've gotta get a disease first.
She's gotta get one good one.
You're giving her a funny one and a non-funny one.
Right, okay.
And she's gotta pick the funny one.
It's your last chance now, Rebecca.
Give her a good disease, Don.
It's either 7-5, 5-5, or 4-7-6-2.
Well, since I didn't have luck with the fours last time, let's go with the 7-5-5-5.
Good move.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Hello, loser. The topic you've selected is pronated foot.
Pronated foot, and what was the other one?
What was the number?
What was the other number? Did you write it down?
I didn't write it down. I don't remember.
Nor did
I. Impotence.
Liz, I play this game a lot. You kind of want to go with the fours as often as you can.
Oh, well.
Sorry, Rebecca.
Oh, well.
Oh, Rob.
Okay, here you go. Both of these are guaranteed winners.
Okay.
So you're going to win.
All right. We're going to fix the game for you.
All right.
4766 or 6751.
4766.
The topic, oh, maybe they're not both so funny.
Uh-oh.
The topic you've chosen is pedophilia.
Oh,
pedophilia.
My God. Oh, dear me. dear me. It's Dateline all over again.
You can top that.
The other topic you didn't choose, pinworms.
Yeah.
Pinworms, funny. Pedophilia, not funny.
Well, we got to find a new one. We're going to find a new medical information hotline.
Rebecca, you still get the pay-per-view. Hold on, honey.
Thank you.
You are very welcome. And, yes, let's officially end this edition of the 1-900 medical game. Hopefully we will get... Okay, get it out of here. Just get it out of here.
He loves playing with it.
Just please get it out of here, Rob.
And he loves,
and he loves
pointing it at me.
Bye,
Rob.
Bye, Rob. Well, we'll find a new thing that's got the thing that's got the thing with the recording thing.
Yeah, we won't have to do it with the megaphone, with Baby Huey's megaphone.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Howdy, Buzz.
Me. He made it up.
I was on the up and up with you. Yeah. I played it straight from the book.
Yeah, you would.
Reading right out of it.
Straight from the book.
You can't go wrong.
Buzz.
Yes.
Your lead stories, please, on the news and comments tonight.
Tonight, proof. Proof that if you put a tax on crack, people will pay it. Science finds a great new reason to have sex. And just a touch of neck stepping.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Well,
Brother, what can I do to help you?
The day would not be complete. Now,
stay tuned for news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
And that was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.